Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The weekend, a time for reflection, even if you work some on the weekend like I do, because there's no rest for the weary, as they say. You know that the weekend is coming, and so you get into a different mode. There's a part of your reaction, your body, that says, oh, man, just a little bit of a break. It isn't like the weekday. And I think that that's a good thing, unless, of course, you live in a city like Chicago. Then you have a whole different set of troubles. You worry about little things like, well, getting killed or mugged or raped or beaten or your car stolen or something like that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can always get a hold of us by phone at 844-551-8255. You take the big cities out of the equation and most Americans live for the weekend. I do. I'm not going to lie to you. Man, when Friday comes, I am exhilarated. Finally, I get to give back a little bit of me. And I work for myself. I can only imagine what it is for the average person out there working 5 days a week for somebody else. And maybe they enjoy getting that constant paycheck. But boy, you know, freedom to work for yourself is freedom. I can get up in the middle of the afternoon and go to the grocery store or something, you know, just or go play golf or go do whatever it is that I want. But I don't feel free. I still live for the weekend, man. That time seems more special to me than normal. The real key is this. You're probably not living in fear. Quite the contrary to what these leftists are doing. You actually get to follow the Constitution and pursue happiness. But there are those among us, let's just call them leftists, who hate that you are not in a state of panic 24/7. The fact that you live for the weekend, that you get your fifth wheels in the back of your pickup trucks and you want to go camping and fishing and doing all kinds of things and hanging out with your family and your friends and stuff like that just drives them crazy. And I figured it out. It's because they are used to living in chaos. High crime, bad schools, gang violence, racial discord, and a host of other things. So leftists try to get you to live in their chaotic world. They call you a racist, a xenophobe, or whatever. They got to get you worked up. You're the reason for global climate change, or you're the reason for the scandemic. Not the Chinese that created the Wu flu and the super spreaders that came over and did it. And even though now there's a vaccine if you want it, you're still the reason. One of my friends told me, she said she contacted one of her good friends in California. He doesn't know she's a leftist. And she was said something about it. And he says, if people would just get their stupid shot and wear their mask. He blames us, the people that don't want to get a shot, don't want to wear the mask. We're the reason. It's insane. Anyway, what I want to talk about is this Delta variant. There is no such thing as a Delta variant. Now, I know people will just, Kevin, you know, viruses morph, and we'll get to all of that. I get it. Viruses morph. I'm not denying that. There's a new strain of Wu flu that will come, and there'll be another one and another one and another one. Hey, we'll get into how many strains of the flu there are. And don't Google it, because I'm going to bet you money that you don't know the answer. I bet you can't name, other than, I know there's bird flu and all these others, but in terms of strains, you can't name strains of flu, or certainly the number that there are, and no peaking, no peaking. But I'm sure this bioweapon that was created by the Chinese in their Wuhan virology lab has indeed morphed into something new. However, it did not morph into what's being called the Delta variant. For the record, what happened to the Beta variant? What happened to the what's after B? What's C? Is there a C? I know in military school there's Charlie Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo. Where's the Bravo and the Charlie? And you've got the Delta. Is the next one Echo? And the one after that going to be Fox? This is just a cutesy little way of getting you to buy into the marketing of a scam. That's what the Delta variant is. And you need to make sure that when you're talking about it, you understand that you're selling the scam. That's why you come here to listen to me, is because I'm the one that's going to make a lot more sense out of the nonsense that these people are giving you or feeding you. There is no Delta variant. It is a marketing term. Viruses morph. I'm not disagreeing with that. And the Wu flu virus, I'll get it out, is no different than, well, here it comes, the flu. And I've already made you a bet that if you don't Google it, you have no idea how many different strains of the flu there are. And I have the intellectual curiosity to want to know how many strains of flu there are, because I got interested to know how many times are they planning on playing the game of how many variants can we get these people to wear masks and lock down, and how much money can they continue to get from us? Because that's a scam. How much money can they get from us? If you missed it, you need to go check out the broadcast I did on Africa and India and how you can clearly see the numbers. The numbers for Africa and India, two of the most populous, oh, and throw in China because it's even more embarrassing with them, but the three most populous groups on the planet, that certainly that Asia is a continent with over almost 3 billion people, and the number of people who have this dreaded Wu flu is outrageously low. Same is true of Africa, with a disease that supposedly targets the melanin-rich black folks of America, and one would have to presume the same is true of Africa. If you can, after hearing what I say today, convince yourself, and certainly me, that I'm wrong about this data, please do. At KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Reach us there, or we've given a number out, but I'll do it again, 844-551-8255. So we're going to talk about the dreaded Delta variant that doesn't exist. And I'm going to give you some stats that you probably won't hear. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I asked a question earlier, how many variants of the flu are there? And some of you cheated. You probably looked it up. I know what you did, but that's okay. Anyway, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're looking at. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And we get curious here because when you follow the money and when you look at this leftist nonsense that gets presented to us all the time, all you got to do is follow the money. And as I told you guys before, I profiled where the money's being spent. They're spending all this money in these white countries, you know, not in Africa, not in India, not in China, not in Middle East. They're not spending money to look at this stupid Wu flu disease. They got bigger things on their mind, like getting killed by, you know, people doing all kinds of crazy stuff, terrorism and all kinds of stuff. They're not worried about a virus that is no more than a scam on the civilized part of society. And that's not going to get me many plays. So we rely on you to make sure that we get social media coverage. Anyway, I ask you how many different flu viruses are, and this is from the CDC website. I'm going to read this. There are 18 different hemagglutinin subtypes and 11 different neuraminidase subtypes, H1 through H18 and N1 through N11, respectively. While there are potentially 198 different influenza A subtype combinations, only 131 subtypes have been detected in nature. So just to recap, there's freaking 18 hemosomethings, 11 different neurosomethings, ergo 198 different potential types of flus, and of that, the CDC has identified 131 of them. So there are 67 different flus out there that are floating around that are potential that they haven't even identified. This doesn't include the man-made bioweapon called COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, a.k.a. China virus, Wu flu, Kung flu. This one is one of the new man-made versions, not the one that God gave us. So 131 different flu types are available that kill a lot of folks. So just to put this in perspective, we've got the Wu flu and we've got the Delta variant, rather. We've got two different flu types of the new strain of how many we don't even know. So the first thing that came to my mind is, how many of those are they going to lock us down for? Because if they locked us down for every flu variant, nothing could ever have been done. And I'll go into that a bit later. As a quick thought exercise, let me ask you this. Can you name any of the flu variants besides the, quote, bird flu, H1N1? And I don't know the differences. I don't even know if that's one of these different 18 hemosomething, 11 neurosomethings, or 198 of which we know is 131. I don't know if bird flu counts or swine flu. It does have flu in it, so I'm going to give you those. But name me another one. Because everybody's going to know this. COVID-19, coronavirus, China virus, Kung flu, Wu flu, and Delta variant. So what's going to be the next variant? Whatever it takes to get your money, that's what's going to be the next variant. So a virus that kills an average of tens of thousands of people, it varies by year. And I looked it up because I wanted to know. I wanted the real numbers as what is given by the CDC. And we don't have a name for these so-called variants of this very deadly virus. I have a table published here. You can't see it. Maybe we can put it up. But you can certainly get it on the website. And it says they go from 2010, the number of people who got the flu was 21 million. Medical visits, 10 million. And I don't know all this other stuff. 37,000 is all these are estimates, by the way, on the CDC. 37,000 is estimated who died. In the 2011 season, they said 9.3 million people got it. Medical visits, 4.3 million. Hospitalizations, that's it. Hospitalizations, 140,000. Estimated deaths, 12,000. 2012, 34 million people got it. By the way, that's the same number right now that we have for Wu flu in over a year and a half. 16 million medical visits. How much money did that cost? 570,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 43,000 deaths. Now, of those estimated deaths, I've given you 3 years. They've done this from – this is the chart I have is from 2010 through 2020. Whatever the number is in these estimates of deaths, I can guarantee you that if somebody died from the flu but had two bullets in the back of their head or had jumped off of a building or had been killed by attack dogs or died in a fire, I can bet you dollars to dog turds they did not credit it to the flu. Now, these are the CDC numbers. 2010, 37,000 deaths. 2011, 12,000. 2012, 43,000 people died. So how many people have died over the years from the flu is what I wanted to find out, because I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know what's more deadly. And so I couldn't find a specific number. And then at the end of it, I asked myself, does it really matter? Because the marketing is driving that the Wu flu is a lot more dangerous than the flu. Here's what USA Facts wanted to do. They wanted to make sure, by the way, when I Google this, you'll see the same thing I saw if you Google it. How many people have died over the years from the flu? USA Facts wanted to make sure that you understood how much more deadly the Wu flu was than the flu. Thus, the cutesy names and the variants. And here's the propaganda that I found on their website. Here's where I'll read this. The CDC estimates that an average of 36,000 people died of the flu each year over the past decade. The worst flu season was 2017-2018, when 61,000 people died from the flu. Around 22,000 people died of the flu during the shorter 2019-20 season. That was the Wu flu season, by the way. The second lowest death total in the past 10 years after the 12,000 flu deaths in the 2011-2012 season. All these numbers are BS. Because the 2019-2020 season was a season of Wu flu, so they didn't count any flu deaths. But here's what they go on to say. Even accounting for the fact they say, everything else is an estimate, that the COVID-19 pandemic has lasted a year instead of 8 months, it has taken an average of 36 lives, more lives per month, when compared to the worst flu season, the 2018-2019 flu season. We'll finish this thought when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner held a press conference on Monday to give an update on his effort to sue pharmaceutical companies responsible for opioid addiction and deaths. The DA saying that big pharmaceutical companies have lied to doctors and are directly at fault for getting people addicted.
We have found that it is not enough money. We have found that the money will be coming too slowly, and by too slowly, I mean over nearly 20 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new pandemic record is being set for folks being screened at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.2 million people went through security checkpoints on Sunday. A doctor is speaking out regarding his experiences treating COVID-19 positive patients.
Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots to talk about today, each and every day, of course, and it's not any different, but I want to make a point in this broadcast about the scam of Wu Flu, particularly the Delta variant. The Delta variant doesn't exist. It's just a marketing term. The second iteration of Wu Flu, something we knew was going to happen, and they want you scared. They need you scared. It's much more infectious. Though it doesn't kill as many people as the original one, it's much more easy to get. That's the new scare. Well, wow, so if it's easier to get, but it doesn't kill as many people, wait, we were wrong. It kills 10 times more times than the previous one. Don't believe any of the hype. It's a scam. You've noticed things ratcheting up, though. Companies are now demanding that their employees get a Wu Flu shot. The Fed says, you can't work for us unless you have the shot. The contractors can't, and so on. Here I thought white people were supposed to be fighting over, hurdling other black people. Hey, white people, you got to wait to get this shot. We're going to give this shot to our black people first. You better get in the back of the line, Rosa Parks. And white people went, you know what, forget about it. Go ahead. We don't care. Thought everybody wanted the shot. I thought once it came, the way the government described it is, when we get this shot, everybody will want it. Let's make sure we have plenty of shots available, etc. It's there, and they have so many. I heard it's spoiling in freezers because it only can be effective for a certain amount of time. Oh, and if you get the shot, you're going to need a booster. So it's spoiling. So they said, oh, you know what? Let's send it to Vietnam. Let's send it to Cambodia. Let's send it to Africa. You know how many Africans have gotten the shot for Wu Flu? You want to know the number? Huh? White America. 1.39% of Africans are vaccinated. In a country with a continent with 1.4 billion people in roughly 52 countries, only five countries are really pushing the vaccination, and 1.39% of the country has gotten both doses of whatever they need to get. Africa is largely unvaccinated. It's had less than 7 million cases of Wu Flu, less than 200,000 deaths. But wait a minute. Let's all remember, we got the Delta variant coming, and it's coming out of India. I did another show on it. You can listen to that. So I just read a statistic from this thing from the USA stats or whatever. They say the Wu Flu is 10 times more deadly than the flu if you believe the CDC estimates. That's the key word. So they've given you this marketing term. And when you are being marketed to, it means somebody is trying to sell you something. And in this case, the Fed wants to sell you the idea of giving up your freedom again. Come on, white people. Y'all have seen what lack of freedom did to black folks. You want to give it up. Why do you think we joke? Emancipation too. This time even the white folks get free. That was one of our taglines. So the package is this new and improved, right? The world-ending disease that was going to kill us all was the dreaded Wu flu. But the first wave didn't kill enough of us to declare it a pandemic. So now we get, Jim, wow, the new and improved version of the Wu flu. Yeah, look at this. New and improved meaning this one could do you a lot worse than the other one. We don't know for sure. As Fauci would say, we're not sure about the data. We got to check it out, but we're not exactly sure. But it would, just in case, it's better if people wear their mask and also get the shot. It might kill you. It could give you palsy. It might enlarge your heart. It could give you blood clots, maybe give you a neurological disease. But in the long run, it's better. Yeah. So we get this new deadly virus, man, the new and improved. You remember those old commercials? That's what they do. They go, oh, you've got old Tide, you know, or you've got the old dishwashing soap. You need new and improved Palmolive or whatever it is. The old one isn't good enough. We retweak the formula. Well, the formula in this case is just how do you sell something to people who are used to freedom? The new Delta variant is a new and improved way to get your money. That's what it's about. So how deadly is this new virus, huh? Get those masks out. Wait for us to tell you the next steps. But we don't know how deadly it is. We're speculating, and it's better to be safe than sorry, right? We'll get to the flu is a historical statement here in a bit, because I think it's worth looking into when you consider that this so-called flu, the Chinese flu, the Wu flu, is not deadly in comparison to the history of flus or the bubonic plague or whatever. Well, if you think that we only counted heart attacks, strokes, diabetes and such in that fake death count when they would give you the Wu flu deaths, and I dare you to look it up. Go look at the number of people who died from other things during the time of Wu flu. It is mind-blowing how few, in practically every death category, fewer people died in the year 2020 than in any year of emphysema, high blood pressure, heart attack, heart disease, stroke, you name it. Fewer people, and certainly the flu. Coincidental? I don't know. I don't think so. Now you can only die soon. It will be from the Delta variant because the government will convince you that it's got a lock on the Wu flu. Oh, yeah. We got the Wu flu. The Wu flu tried to fight the law, but the law won. It's going to try to convince you of that. But now everybody who dies going forward will have two things in common. One, they were unvaccinated. And two, they died of the Wu flu. I don't care if your 80-year-old grandmother with emphysema runs into the middle of traffic and gets hit by an 18-wheeler. She will have been unvaccinated and died of the Wu flu. That's how they're going to sell it. So what, your parachute didn't open? Just skydiver? When they autopsy your body, Wu flu? The Delta variant, folks, is a con job. I recognized it when they first mentioned that it was ravaging India. And I remember the minute I heard it, I said to myself, here we go. This is now variation number two. Now, recall what I said earlier. I said there are 198 potential flu viruses, of which 131 have been identified. They all kill people every year, tens of thousands minimum, and is high, if you want to believe the CDC's bogus stats of 61,000, because it's probably much higher. You're going to die from something. I remember getting the flu as a youngster and going, man, this is a mug. This is who? You know, sitting in a burrito, you know, trying to break a fever, hating daily life. And then a couple weeks, 10 days later, give or take, fever breaks and it sucks, but it is what it is. It's part of the cycle of life and death. It's con job, man. So anyway, in India, they told us, oh, there's new Delta variant is spiking people in India. India has had 34 million, give or take, cases of the Wu flu and its Delta variant, whatever you want to call it. 34 million. They have five times the population, and they have it's 31 million. Less people getting the Wu flu than we do in America, and far less deaths, and they have even experienced the Delta variant. Now explain it. Explain it as Denzel said in Philadelphia. Yeah, explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old. Well, they can't. There's nothing to explain. And that's why the Indians, when these people came to give this Wu flu shot to them, they chased them out and threatened to kill them, as they should. And now what are we doing in the civilized world, in the place where we don't have the corruption of other governments, supposedly, where our elections are free and clear? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what do we have? We have a big money grab. We have a full court press to get you to give up your constitutional rights. And they want you to believe they can violate your constitutional rights without you saying a word. I can force your employer to make you get a shot. Since when can you make something like this a condition of employment? I'm just curious. It's unbelievable. So the Wu flu, now the Delta variant, more deadly. And of course, as I said earlier, the Wu flu is more deadly than the flu. And the Delta variant is more deadly than the Wu flu. So everybody better panic. Why? Because you are enjoying life. And you're not supposed to do that. Leftists don't like when you enjoy life. We got a lot more to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, you, to that same old place that you laughed about. We're not laughing, are we? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Bringing you some, I hope, sage conversation around this fraud that's being perpetrated on us and is known as the scamdemic, and the bigger fraud, which is the Delta variant, the cutesy little name that says lockdown version number two of how many? Because the flu has 131 strains, and a bunch of them have killed millions of people. The very first outbreak killed an estimated 50 million people when they first identified the influenza virus. Now, if we weren't as sophisticated, maybe we would have done a better job of stopping it. Certainly, modern medicine can account for that, and we'll get more into that. And I'm not advocating for something to kill 50 million people, but I can tell you this, everything that was done to prevent the scamdemic that we know of as the dreaded COVID-19, Wu Flu, Kung Flu, didn't save any lives. Didn't do anything. Hydroxychloroquine and vitamin regimen would have been just as good. Asthma medication. Go look at what happened in Malawi, Africa. What happened in Taiwan. How many people died? Country with millions of people, and they got fractional deaths, a huge percentage fraction per capita than America. And ask yourself what's going on. Are you going to be hip to the game? I'm hipping you to the game. Marketing, folks, that's what leftists excel at. They're great marketers. They use black people because we are great marketers. We are amazing. We sell thug culture. I just want you to understand that your kids appreciate our sagging, our grills, our thug life. They want to emulate it. Some of them want to be it. It used to be the Italians that sold thug culture the best. You know what I'm talking about? Do I got to say it or what? What do you need me to say to you right now to make you understand that the Italians were the ones who were selling thug culture for the longest? And then the brothers, you know, the eggplants, they came in here. Now they're selling the thug culture. Yeah. They convinced people, the leftists did, that Obama would be a good presidente. And when he proved otherwise to be a feckless, no good affirmative action piece of crap president, did they admit it? Did they go, you know what? Maybe that baby black Jesus wasn't as good as we thought it was. A handful did. It was a comedian, little skinny black dude. He said, we tried to convince people that Obama was Superman, but he didn't have a cape. Oh, man, they don't admit it. If you say that Obama was a bad president, you know what that makes you? Racist. I'm just giving you the facts. Obama was a terrible president. Look, black people know Obama was a terrible president. I'm Kevin Jackson, for the record, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are talking about the Delta variant being a cutesy marketing tool for the left to sell you on lockdown version 2.0. They're having a lot of trouble selling this because people got used to their freedoms. We got freedom taken away. We started getting it back, and now we're enjoying it again. And now even leftists are going, I don't know, man. I don't know. The left are unscrupulous. They stole an election right from under our noses. And then they said when the Americans who knew that the election got stolen went to D.C. to march peacefully to say, we know what you did, they decided to make all of them terrorists. The feckless FBI, the crooked FBI built by Comey, is now investigating Americans who dare to buck the system and say, you know what? We know Joe Biden didn't win this election. He didn't beat baby black Jesus' numbers of 69 million and change. No way Joe Biden got over 69 million votes or anything close to the 82 million that they've given him. And all these different vote counts that the Democrats go, we want to get to the truth, man. We want to get to the truth. Well, kind of. All of this stuff is a lie. They do not want to get to the truth because they know when you find out the truth, you're going to say, holy, it will blow your mind what these people are willing to do. So now the very people who know the election was stolen went to say, we know what you did. We want this done. We want it corrected. We are the leaders, not them. We elect them to represent us. We are the representatives of the United States. We are the republic. But they built walls around themselves while denying building a wall to protect us from the interlopers, the invaders, the real invaders of this country. And while they were there, they enlisted the very people that they want to, that they go after every day, the police, the ones that they defund to protect them and the military. and gave them the worst of conditions while they were there, protecting them with Fort Pelosi. By the way, BleedingBlueMovie.com. You should go see it. Let me know your thoughts about that film. I think it's one of the best documentaries on policing ever made. Speaking of law enforcement, Democrats want us to believe that the law enforcement agencies are protecting us. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, these people are spying on you. As I'm spitting on you, these people are spying on you. They are taking away your rights, and they want you to believe that Comey was a good guy. Oh, he's one of the most, the best guys in D.C. Straight-laced, that Jim Comey, as was Robert Mueller, right? He was the smartest guy. These guys are amazing. All they do is it's mutual admiration society because they're all crooks. They want you to believe they have our best interests in mind, but all they care about doing is screwing us over to the highest order. Government is corrosive, it's ineffective, and as they build these bureaucracies, these bureaucratic fiefdoms, they support it with a puppet dictator who's got dementia. Before I even get more into Crazy Joe, I call him Joey Demento, Creepy Joe. He's got a lot of nicknames for me. Look at Fauci, the little fraud leprechaun, an unelected little emperor who changed our lives over a scamdemic. He needs the crap kicked out of him at the very least, or to be in prison. This man has killed more people in American history than any other individual. These people speak of science, knowing that they have paid off scientists our tax dollars to tell us wrong information.
Oh, Al Gore talking about his hockey stick.
And then a legit scientist comes along and says, that's complete bunk. The earth is not heating up the way they say, blah, blah, blah. They make them pariahs. The real scientists are pariahs. Look at the people who are speaking out against this scamdemic of WHO. Look at the immunologists, epidemiologists, virologists, etc., who know the facts. A Nobel Peace Prize winning Nobel laureate for virology or whatever, I don't know exactly what he was given it for medicine, debunked Fauci. And they make it appear as though the dude is a wacko. No, Fauci is a wacko, Mr. Gain of Function Research Funder. All because they want to sell us on a narrative, folks. These people, these scientists who take that money are criminals. We're not treating them like criminals. They're getting over. They get the next round of funding. Here's another grant. Just keep saying what we want you to say. Whose money are they giving away? Whose money is this? It's your money. It's my money. Bogus study after bogus study on nonsense. Whatever the left tells them, they will print and make it. This is from the Journal of the American Medical Association or whatever. I don't care. I've lost all respect for any of these prestigious journals and prestigious institutions, etc., because they are nothing but frauds.
Oh, Kevin, but he's a Harvard grad.
Well, then he's part of the system. They do nothing to solve problems because, as I've said many times on this show and elsewhere, wherever you may have seen me, I've said there's no money in the solution. There's only money in the problem. And that's why leftists aren't going to solve problems. I've asked many times, do you think that they could solve crime in America? I'm not trying to get rid of it, but get it down to a reasonable level? Of course they could. It's been proven. So part of the sell of this Delta variant, folks, is to get you to get a shot that they claim everybody wants. And ironically, here's something you need to think about. The shot doesn't even work against the Delta variant. So what are you getting the shot for? The shot doesn't even work against the regular WHO flu. So how do you sell people on locking down when you don't even have a cure for the Delta variant, huh? But don't let that little factoid stop the government from mandating you to get a useless vaccine that doesn't cure WHO flu or the Delta variant.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.